Bubba Show in the Morning hits all day, always available on the Odyssey app.
I'm sorry. I off the air, I just, Kanye West has been very quiet on Instagram.
Okay. Yeah, and you just got all panicky and it made me panicky that something bad happened.
Well, because I saw a headline that he posted and I thought it was real. It is not. I don't even want to repeat what Kanye West just put on his Instagram.
Okay, if it's not real, do not put it out there.
No, I'm 6 minutes ago, he put this up. Listen,
it has to do with the Pete Davidson, Kim Kardashian thing.
So disappointing. Like I said, I love Kanye's music, but he as a person is so disappointing to me. I'm so upset with what he just posted. 6 minutes ago, and there's 5,000 comments already. Unbelievable. All right. That'll be trending today at some point.
All right. Complaint email number 2 with Mel's Ma.
Okay. Baba, I sent this email directly to you because you are the worst.
No.
I literally cannot stand your voice. I would rather listen to teeth scrape on a fork than listen to you. I've heard you talk about not being able to get employees at your restaurant. Have you ever wondered why? Because you are the owner. Who would want to work for a piece of blank like you?
Oh, snap!
Isn't that awful? I take that back. I have never met you, so I really don't know what you are like, but the guy on the radio that I hear is an arrogant, horrible human. Not everyone likes you. Sorry. Shannon. Well, first of all, Bubba, this is extremely mean-spirited, and he used a profanity. Very harsh. I don't like the tone of this at all. And it is Shannon. Since Bubba was 19, his voice has served him well in this profession. So I really don't know what you're talking about. But I have a suggestion for you. Make an appointment to go to one of his restaurants and have a burger with him. Sit down and talk with him, and I think you're going to discover another Bubba.
Aww.
I think that was
if I was a cartoon, there'd be a question mark over my head right now in a thought bubble. I just wonder what she hears. Now, whether she likes my voice or not, I can't control that, right? Because that she just doesn't like the sound of my voice. That I can't control. Right. This is my voice. Right. My voice changed a little bit after I had vocal cord surgery back in 2009. So my voice changed a little bit, but nothing major. But I just don't know what she would hear to lead her to believe that I'm all of the bad things that she says. I think I'm and by the way, I think that what you hear on the radio is also who you meet in person. I try not to be any different in person or on the radio. I try to be the same exact person.
Yeah, but I think she could clarify that if you sit down and meet with her. I don't know if you would want to do that, but
absolutely.
It seems as though she's extremely bothered by this. So yeah. Maybe a sit down and communication would be better. I think she's making a harsh judgment.
Hmm.
Well, yeah, that's kind of mean, you know. I mean, there are a lot of people that that use my restaurants to feed their families, to have an income, and you know, people can wish ill will on me personally, and I'll take it. But please don't wish ill will on the people that work for me. They're amazing human beings, and they all do. This is how they feed their families. You know what I mean? This is how they make a living.
And maybe after she meets you, she could be a prospective employee. Who knows? But I think the phrase, I have never met you, so I really don't know what you are like, just really negates everything that she said prior in the email. So
people can say, and I know that not everybody likes me, by the way. That's just a given. I'm okay with that. You can throw darts at me. Please don't throw darts at others.
Right.
Okay.
Right. We're all like that. Everybody doesn't like us, so that's okay.
Yeah. No, but listen, Ma, everybody loves you. There's nobody on this earth that doesn't like you. And if they don't like you, then there's something wrong with them. All right.
No.
One more complaint email.
Okay.
And this one has to do with your daughter.
Oh, fun.
Well, both of you, actually.
Oh. Yeah. Then maybe I didn't read it. It is next.
Ba-da-ba.